Tahuhu Kōrero, Background History. Contents for digital story maps can come from local history, stories, and other things like important landmarks. Making digital maps can help you to learn about and feel closer to important people and places. This page gives you some background to the people we will meet and places we will go on the field trip. Tahuhu Kōrero, Background History. The tribes of Taranaki come from three main ancestral canoes, Tokomaru, Kurahaupō, and Aotea. These three waka were part of a fleet of seven canoes that came to Aotearoa over 1,000 years ago. A group known as Te Kahu e Maunga lived in Taranaki before these great waka came. The new arrivals intermarried with these first people. Their ancestors still live in the traditional area, known as Paranenehi in the north, to Taipake in the south. An important landmark is Taranaki Maunga. Taranaki was once covered in native plants and was home to many native and endemic birds and insects. Te Kahu e Maunga once lived in the mountains. They built villages, pā, and grew food such as kumara and mamaku, black tree fern. The journey of Taranaki and the guide stone Te Toka a Rauhoto. Taranaki Maunga once lived with the mountains Tongariro, Ruapehu, Nauruhoe, Tauhara, Putauaki, and Pihanga in the middle of Te Ika a Maui. Taranaki fell in love with the beautiful Pihanga, but other Maunga wanted her too. A fight over Pihanga tore apart the community. Tongariro became the victor, and Taranaki had to leave his home. With great sadness, Taranaki travelled west. During the journey, he was led by the stone Te Toka a Rauhoto. Rauhoto and Taranaki followed the Manganui Te Ao Awa to the Whanganui Awa. They then headed to the west coast and rested at Nairu Swamp. Their migration ended when Taranaki settled next to the two Maunga named Poakai and Patuha. These Maunga welcomed Taranaki, and he has stood there ever since. Pukeonaki and Pukehaupapa are earlier names for Taranaki. The Whakatauki Te Ahi a Tahirangi, the Fire of Tahirangi, commemorates the Tupuna Tahirangi, claiming the mountain for Taranaki iwi by lighting a ceremonial fire on the summit. Te Toka a Rauhoto sat for many years next to Otaunui on Komene Road. It was respected as the guidestone of Taranaki Maunga. A well-known kaitiaki of the stone from Namahanga was Minarapa Kahukura Makuru. In 1948, the people of Namahanga decided that Te Toka a Rauhoto should be moved to Puniho Pā. The tohunga Te Ao Marama lifted the tapu so that it could be moved safely. Te Toka a Rauhoto was shifted to its present location on Wednesday, the 22nd of September, 1948. What is some important history in your area? How could digital mapping help to tell these stories? About the field trip. This field trip is a chance to learn stories about the Maunga from a Taranaki indigenous point of view. It is also a chance to learn about appropriate cultural practices on the Maunga. The field trip hopes to connect Tamariki to the Maunga and to empower all whānau to take action for the environment. Are there significant landmarks or other features near you? How could mapping these landmarks or features be helpful?